Welcome to Autry Cellars. I'm Steve Autry, owner, winemaker, plumber, janitor, bookkeeper, and the only licensed brandy distiller in Edna Valley. Our word today is fining. Perhaps you've seen wines that are marketed as unfined, unfiltered. Well, unfiltered, everybody can understand that, but what is this fining thing? So fining is the process of removing something from the wine. In winemaking, there's a lot of things we can put into the wine, but sometimes there's things in the wine that we'd like to remove. It can be caused by adverse weather conditions, being forced to pick at a different time than we'd really like to, but many things we can actually target and remove from the wine with a fining agent. So a fining agent is anything that falls through the wine but doesn't become part of the wine. And that's an important thing to understand, because people freak out about a lot of things that go into their wines or their foods, and they have to understand that that does not become part of the wine. For example, if you dropped sand through the wine, it would fall to the bottom. It would never become part of the wine. So fining agents work on the principle of opposite electrical charges attracting. So some things are negatively charged, some are positively charged, and then they attract the opposite thing. And the structure of the molecule really targets the structure of the molecule they're trying to remove. It's like a lock and key sort of a thing. So one of them, as an example, would be bentonite clay. It's negatively charged, and it targets proteins. Proteins are positively charged. That would be yeast, colloids, enzymes, bacteria, a whole bunch of things. And it helps to clarify the wine. It's often used in white winemaking for that purpose. Another one is egg whites. Egg whites are a protein. They're positively charged, and they will target negatively charged things such as tannins. Sometimes you get some underripe grapes into the fermentation, and it causes astringency. That dry feeling in your mouth, which is not what a dry wine is about. That's the absence of fermentable sugar, dry as opposed to sweet. So you can soften that effect by dropping egg white through the wine, and it doesn't become part of the wine, but the tannins that are causing the bitterness, the very short molecular chain tannins, stick to it and it falls to the bottom. And egg white, it looks clear when you're looking at the egg white, because there's a little bit of salt, saline, in the egg, 7 to 8 grams per liter, which causes the protein to be in solution. It acts as an emulsifier. Wine doesn't have that much salt in it. So when you drop it into the wine, it immediately comes out of solution, but it's instantaneously bound with those excess tannins and drops them to the bottom. So those are two examples. There's many, many more. But we can really target things and make surgical strikes on things and just touch up the wine and make it as good as it can possibly be with fining agents.